You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
So I know also there's a story you talk about, you know, blessed are the peacemakers. Right. I thought that was pretty powerful because that was a pretty interesting thing you did as a young boy. Tell us about that story.
Well, yeah, I was in my early 20s.
Okay.
I was playing ball on an all-black baseball league. I was the only white dude in the whole thing.
Right.
I pitched and played at University of West Florida. I was a pitcher.
Okay.
And so I loved ball. And, you know, one day I was combining corn way out in the back 40. Mm-hmm. And here comes this young black man out of the woods. And I thought at first, I looked at him like, what's this? And then I could see everything was cool. He got on there with me.
Right.
Asked me if he could combine his corn. We made friends.
What is combine the corn? Because a lot of people don't know what that means.
Well, corn is grown in a crop. It's a tall crop. And a combine goes through the crop and separates the head from everything else.
Okay.
And it runs up a thing into a combine and sheds it. Now you got a bunch of kernels of corn that have been dried in the back of the combine.
Oh, okay.
One of the most famous favorite things I've ever done in my life. I could run a combine all day.
Wow, okay.
So when this young black guy come on here, it was like exciting to me. And we talked for a little bit, and I said, well, how much are they charging? I don't know. I said, I know we'll beat his price, and we did by a long shot.
They were taking advantage of him,
yeah,
right?
Somebody was taking advantage
too,
of him.
Yeah.
So I'd seen a ball diamond down off the hill, and it had a row of corn growing as a home run fence like in Field of Dreams.
Oh, wow.
And so I wanted so bad to talk to him, so I said, hey, do y'all play ball? He goes, yeah, we play ball. He said, please come play with us.
Right.
And so that's how I got to know him, plus some other ways of...
What was the name of their fields?
Well, one was called Coon Bottom. Another was called...
Dry Spring?
Dry Spring. And they had others like that. One was down in Tallahassee,
Florida. This is like a book.
Yeah.
That's amazing. It's,
yeah. One of my favorite moments playing in there, I was pitching in a place called Coon Bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And they would park their cars all around the edge of the field. If somebody hit a home run, they'd blow their cars.
Oh, wow.
All right, so here comes an elderly black gentleman. Uh-huh. He's got a cup in his hand. He interrupts the game. I'm pitching. And he comes and brings the cup up to me. And I knew I had to receive it. And I didn't know what was in it, but I kind of had an
idea.
Yeah, I kind of had an idea. And sure enough, it was moonshine. And that was the first moonshine I ever had. And I took a big gulp by mistake.
Oh.
And it burned all the way down to my toes. And here's the God's honest truth. I never threw another strike.
Oh, wow. I'm sure you did. From that point on?
We on that game. I couldn't hardly throw a strike.
I bet you couldn't stand up straight.
It just hit me, you know.
Right.
I feel, you know, whatever. But that's the story about Coon
Bottom. It's kerosene, I think. Okay.
So at any rate, we're coming back to...
There was this squabble that took place.
Oh,
yeah.
We're playing a game.
Mm-hmm.
Our catcher had an affair with the batter that was coming to bat.
Okay.
Both of them were tough guys. Our catcher was known, he had a hawk knife. It's got a long and a hawk, it's like a carpet knife. He'd been known to put scars on a number of men. He would cut them.
Oof.
This big man with a bat, and they got into it.
Right.
And they were just about ready to cut. He had the knife pulled.
Uh-huh.
He had the baseball bat reared back.
Oof.
And by the grace of God, I felt my spirit. I went up and I got right between them. And I put my hands like that to each of them. And
some, between a guy with a bat and a hook knife?
And a blade.
Oh, my gosh.
And I don't know exactly what I said. Uh-huh. I think it was something about peace.
Right.
And they both eased just a little bit to where the teams rushed in and broke them up.
Wow.
And we had a session and we finished our game. So the name of that story is Blessed is the Peacemaker.
Yeah.
And so, Christian, we're supposed to be peacemakers in our own home.
Right.
Not stress makers, peacemakers. Right. Watch our words.
Yeah, blessed are the peacemakers. I think the scripture you put in your book is Matthew 5:9. It says, Jesus is talking, he says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Yeah, that's so important, you know. When I mean, police officers, the word comes from peace officer.
Right, there it is.
They're called to be able to bring peace out there in that situation. It's supposed to. So, that's awesome. So literally, there's times we got to put ourselves into a situation that outside of God protecting us, but peace will resolve the issue. So this is a guy that's used to cutting folks.
Right.
This is another man whose wife's been cheated on. His relationship's been cheated on, adultery. And you stepped in between that in the middle at Coon Bottom Field. Coon Bottom Field?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it's just an ordinary man's experiences with God.
Yeah, kind of ordinary. I don't know. I mean, that's amazing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.